The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Expression, not with a bang, but a whimper, doesn't always hold true. That's quite a big bang. Now, we get to talk to Father Paul Kramer, who is over there in Ireland and has a unique view on all of this. He is an insider's insider in terms of what's really going on with the Roman Catholic religion, how it has been essentially overthrown, a coup d'etat, well, not state, but whatever it is. And the fake pope is still at it, Bergoglio. Yeah, I don't know how they're going to get rid of him, but there's certainly a lot of talk about from certain people about doing that. They'd love to just declare him no longer competent on a number of different grounds. Not like Biden, but certainly through church discipline, dogma, and 2,000 years of history. This guy's a fraud. If you haven't heard Father Paul Kramer before, you're in for a treat. We have a lot to talk about, so let's jump right in. Father Kramer, thank you for being here. I hope all is well there.
Well, it's like I said to you by email, it's within my four walls, all is well, but the outside world is...
I like that. No, I thought your explanation was excellent. Inside Father Kramer's dwelling, everything's fine. Go out the front door and you step into a different universe. All true. True enough. Okay. Now, I sent you an article about Fatima, and I think the third prophecy of Fatima is probably more important now than it has ever been, because it's all seemingly coming to pass. I don't know if you want to spend much time on that tonight, but it's something that is very interesting to a lot of people. So go ahead. The article I sent you, did that kind of tell the story correctly, or is it wrong? A lot of these people write about the Fatima prophecies, and they're not tuned in correctly. What did you think of that?
Well, that was coming from Cardinal Burke, and he has been interested in the message of Fatima for a long time. I spoke to him years and years ago before he was even a cardinal, and. Talking to him about Fatima, so I know that that is a topic that interests him greatly. And what he said about the secret of Fatima is what others before him have said, even those who have read the secret themselves, that in the secret it is revealed, to use the words of Cardinal Chappi, it is revealed that the great apostasy in the church will begin at the top. That was Cardinal Luigi Chappi, who was the papal theologian at the time of when John 23rd was succeeded by Paul VI. Again,
another way of saying it dies from the head down. Okay.
Yes. Cardinal Ottaviani said essentially the same thing. Cardinal Oddi, that the message is the secret is concerning that apostasy, and already Cardinal Samuel Strich was present in Rome in 1957 when the secret was opened. It wasn't publicized like in 1960, so the world heard in 1960 that the secret had been opened by John the 23rd and Malachy Martin, the confidant of Cardinal Augustine Bea.
Malachy knew. He had. I think didn't he have direct or damn near direct access to it?
Yes, he received the text, as he said, straight from Cardinal Bea, I believe, if I remember correctly, he was present when the secret was opened by John the 23rd, because of his linguistics skills, he could translate into various languages. He knew many languages. He was an expert in Semitic languages, and John the 23rd rather liked the man. He knew he had a great deal of confidence, so John the 23rd had a great deal of confidence in him personally. Mm-hmm. But Cardinal Strich was there in 1957. Yeah. It was not publicized. Mm-hmm. And Cardinal Strich spoke specifically about the nature of that apostasy. That it would come, what Cardinal Chappi said, it would be, we would begin at the top. Cardinal Strich and later on Malachy Martin spoke in exactly the same vein, saying essentially that the Vatican itself would defect from the Catholic faith. The Vatican, Malachy referred to it as the collapse at the center, meaning the very center of the church. That's where the collapse will take place. Cardinal Strich was very explicit on this point, that there would be a movement in the church that would reform the Mass. That would be little by little, by stages, they would lead to eventually to abolish the Mass. The Mass will be replaced with something else that will not be the Mass.
But that's the plan, yeah. Talk about an upheaval. I look at this as, a coup d'etat, although state is not the right word, but it's an overthrow of one of the world's most powerful institutions, the Catholic Church. It's been taken down. There are a lot of very powerful people outside. Vigano, it looks like Vigano to everyone. I don't know. You pronounce it a little differently. You have the correct pronunciation, but Bishop Vigano, right?
Vigano.
All right. I want to be correct. So he has been in the news quite a bit lately. I ran a video. You saw his 10-minute video, warning, again. He's a very brave man, speaking the truth. And I don't know how long you've known him, but you know the fellow. He's a good man, obviously. He's standing right up and speaking truth to these horrible, demonic creatures that are running the church. So, good for him.
What the Catholic hierarchy needs to understand, and they need to understand very quickly, is that unless they reject him entirely as a heretic.
Talking about Bergoglio, yeah.
Bergoglio. Pope. Bergoglio. Unless they reject him entirely as a false pope, as not a legitimate pope, he will continue to wage his revolution. It's not that people can just, in their hearts and in their individual lives disregard him, resist him. What he's doing is he is making appointments and putting infidels, blasphemers, and heretics like himself into office and replacing good men.
Right.
And what he's doing is he's instituting a different religion, a false church. And we saw this already happen before in the Anglican Communion. And the same revolution is happening now from the Vatican. Now, I remember going back into the 1970s, 80s, 90s, the people in the Anglican Communion, by and large, were people who were committed to living Christian lives, and so were their clergy. But look what we have now in the Anglican Communion. It's just gone completely mad. There is no dogma and no fixed morality. Anything goes, whether it could be the wildest heresy, it can be the most absurdly perverted morals, and it's all permitted. There are no rules anymore. There's no such thing as a Christian life being preached and being insisted upon as the way to salvation. And Bergoglio's Vatican is following that same path, creating a false church with a false religion that conforms to a religion that is entirely of this world and worships a God who is not the transcendent supreme being worshipped by Christians and before the Christians, before the God of the ancient patriarchs and prophets. It's a different religion with a different God. And it is the religion of the United Nations Agenda 2030.
Well, it's the United Nations.
And unless he is rejected, mm-hmm. all of the bishoprics of the Catholic Church are going to be usurped, just like the papacy is usurped.
Uh-huh.
You're going to have imposters in every episcopal see of the Catholic Church, like you have the usurper who is has intruded onto the throne of Peter in Rome. He's creating a different church, and he said his synodal church will be a different church. Well, it certainly is a different church. It's different from anything that ever existed in Catholicism throughout the ages.
Right. He's throwing out 2,000 years or however many of history, of church doctrine. He's throwing it out. And that's how coups are finalized. You overthrow the top spot, pretty much, and you begin to make appointments of confederates. People that come in will do your bidding. They'll follow orders. This is just old stuff. It's all coups are run the same way. So it's not a surprise. But we have now a semi-organized external force that is fighting back. I don't know what they can ultimately do unless the rank and file in the church stand up and rise up and recognize the fraud that has been perpetrated against them and the world for that matter. This is a fraud church right now. Now, Vigano is a man I could see as a potentially, and this is your world, not mine, but he is a beautifully articulate spokesman. He speaks the truth. He commands attention. I'd like to see him as Pope or somebody of that stature. He's got a great voice. How long have you known him?
Well, I don't know him personally, but I've been following what he says
his
now
work.
for quite some time now, and there are many people in the church who have said the same thing, that they would like to see him become Pope.
Oh, really? Oh, good. Well, that's just my naive input, and I'm watching the situation, but I like the guy. He's got it. He's a real leader, and he has great vision, great clarity of purpose. He knows what he's about. He's not mincing words, and his description of the overthrow of the planet by the globalist elite was spot on the money. I ran the video several times. It's great. V-I-G-A-N-O. V-I-G-A-N-O, if you all haven't seen his statement. It's about 10 minutes long and well worth your time. He is a remarkable man. By the way, Father Kramer, had you played ball and been one of the sellouts, I hate to say that, but you would have been quite possibly on the inside at this point. You might have been a bishop.
Well, I might have been.
Yeah.
I don't know how long I would have lasted, but...
no, I guess. Well said.
Mm-hmm. Cardinal Benelli did want me to be made a bishop. I was not yet a priest. I was just a deacon at the time, but Cardinal Benelli was of the opinion that I should be a bishop. But unfortunately for me... he died of a heart attack, and I never progressed beyond the state right. of the simple priest. And not that I'm disappointed. I've been happy all my adult life to be a simple priest, and I don't seek any higher office than that. But I guess I wasn't destined to be that, but. That was
well. You would have been out now. You wouldn't stand for this. What's going on now? Not for 5 seconds. No.
No, I was not.
No. So, all right. Let's call it the opposition to the Bergoglio regime. How organized is it? What, in fact, do you see as its potential to become more organized and effective? Will there be an open, obvious, in the media, war to try to take back leadership of the church? And further, if so, how will the church, the corrupt church, the faux church, how will it fight back against an effort to oust it?
That will depend also on various circumstances that will develop. Exactly how the opposition will come to the surface. The opposition does exist now, but it's behind the scenes. They are organizing. I have seen this kind of thing in the Vatican for a long, long time. You have different groups within the Vatican who are waging war against each other. And that's what's happening now. More and more, they understand the nature of the beast they're dealing with. That what Bergoglio does, it's unlike the previous church, the Catholic Church, mm-hmm. where they follow the gospel principle, where Jesus Christ said, let your answer be yes, yes, or no, no. And anything else is from the evil one.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, what we have... being the rule that is applied in matters of the life of the church, in belief and the life of the church, of the false church, is the Orwellian doublethink. What you have is the dogmas, which are the perpetual teaching of the church, the Latin decrees, the councils and decrees of the popes. And that's just fine. Those ancient decrees in Latin, they're just fine as they are. But the contradiction with what is allowed and what is preached, there's a total contradiction between the two. But as with doublethink in Orwell's 1984, it's perfectly normal for that to exist that way. The contradiction is perfectly normal and acceptable. And, okay. and it's And it's not to be noted as being anything contradictory. It's just to be accepted. The contradiction is to be simply accepted. You recall in 1984, there was the decree from on high saying the war is with Eurasia. It has always been with Eurasia. And then the alliance has changed, and they say the war is with Oceania. It has always been against Oceania, and Eurasia is our ally. And then that changes again. No, the war now is against Eurasia, and it has always been against Eurasia. And the ordinary man would think, well, you know, it was against Eurasia, and then they changed that and said it was against Oceania. But they said it was never against Eurasia. It was always against Oceania. And then after that, well, it's reversed back again. It's against it's against Eurasia, and it's never been against Oceania. The war has always been against Eurasia. That's doublethink.
And this is designed to confuse people. Clearly,
it's designed to completely deaden their mind.
Right.
So they become zombies.
Mm-hmm.
So what comes out of the Vatican now? Well, they say Francis is the Francis Bergoglio. He's the embodiment of the spirit of Vatican II. And what is the spirit of Vatican II? Well, Vatican II was filled with contradictions, and this man is filled with contradictions. He says he abides by the teaching of the church, but which church? His false church.
Exactly.
Yeah. He'll recite the Nicene Creed, and when his orthodoxy was questioned, what he says, I can recite the creed. Yes, he can recite the creed with his lips, with his mouth. He can pronounce the words, but he doesn't believe a single one of them.
No, this guy is an incredible con artist, and you're right about the semantic games they're playing, mind games to dull the mind, and the masses will just sort of stagger along. Hold on just a minute. We'll be right back with Father Paul Kramer after this. Okay, welcome back. Talking with Father Paul Kramer. And just to go back to where we started out, His Eminence, Raymond Cardinal Burke, delivered a powerful speech at the 4th Annual Rome Life Forum in 2017, warning about the diabolical forces infiltrating the church. Now, this is 6 years ago, all right? And these were foretold in the Third Secret of Fatima. The Third Secret prophesied Mary's supernatural victory and the victory of faith that would finally emerge after a great time of apostasy and physical suffering. Cardinal Burke also warns against a growing atheism movement, the need for evangelization, and the tireless call for the church to remain faithful to Jesus Christ, even in the face of increasing secularism. Well, they've always had to deal with increasing secularism to one degree or another. But he was spot on. Now, you say he had a heart attack and he's gone. Burke.
No, I was talking about Cardinal Bonelli.
Oh, back in the day. Okay. Had a B in there. All right. I got it. Now,
back in the 70s.
Yeah. So was the Third Secret primarily to do with what we've seen now, the overthrow of the church leadership and the spread of diabolical satanic minds at the top? These are ugly people. This is evil stuff. So was that the Third Secret primarily, or did it go on into other areas? Now, as I remember, there were other areas that were equally as shocking. But Burke, if Burke could see this clearly 6 years ago, you saw it, and many others saw it, and yet nothing was able to be done to really stop it. When you have the legitimate Pope, Benedict XVI, overthrown, and locked up, kept as a prisoner in the Vatican for the last 9 years of his life. It's a pretty daunting thing to go in there and do much about it. Was there ever any talk of trying to free that man and make a stance that this is wrong and to make, like what Vigano is doing now, making statements? I mean, he's making some incredible statements. I wish that it had been said back in the day, 6-7 years ago, that Benedict was the real pope and he'd been overthrown and the church was now in the hands of Satan, which I don't think is too much of a stretch. Anyhow, what are your thoughts?
That is the third secret of Fatima, that it will be the followers of Satan who will take control of the church leadership, of the take control of the Vatican, the infrastructure of the church, the governing apparatus of the church. Right. They can never take the church. As much as they may try, they can never get the church. The church will always be something separate from them. And this is what the bishops and the cardinals must understand, and the lay people, that this is a different religion, a different church, that Bergoglio is not of the Catholic Church. And they simply must reject him entirely, because what he's been doing for the last 10 years, if there's someone who represents the Catholic faith and the authentic Christian spirit, that one's removed from office. He's relieved of responsibilities, and he's replaced with an infidel like Bergoglio himself, one of his own kind.
Well, I still think of and I know he wrote a book, Pope Benedict the 16th, the real pope who was, again, held prisoner. He wrote a book, but he didn't really, from what you described on the program here, unload and lay it all out. He didn't really go full on with his revelations, which he could have. Now, does that suggest to you that his book might have been somehow appropriated and rewritten or edited? Because he couldn't have been happy. Come on, he's being held a prisoner. What do you think?
He couldn't really, in his state of mind that he was in, he couldn't say more than he did.
The state of mind that he was in, are we suggesting that he was getting up there in years and not ready for a big fight? That kind of state of mind?
Yeah, I could liken it to a condition, something like what we call a Stockholm syndrome.
Okay, fair enough. Got it. Well, he's gone now, so nonetheless, do you recall, for our listeners, what the grounds were, the pretense of the actual action of removing him from office and banishing him into exile in the Vatican? What were the grounds? That he was just tired and he wanted to quit? No one bought into that I know of. I'm just rewinding a little bit to try and get a better handle on this. People need to understand the church was overthrown. For all you Catholics out there, this is not an exaggeration.
They were pushing on him what are now the Bergoglian reforms, and he resisted. He was not going to give in to that.
Right.
And so they made his life a living hell, because he had to do battle with these people on a daily basis, who are trying to get him to not just to compromise, but to defect, in practical terms, to defect from Catholicism and adopt the agenda of the anti-Catholic revolution, the totally anti-Christian revolution that they were pushing. And That's the by the way, that's the title of a book. It's by Father Manfred Adler, The Anti-Christian Revolution of Freemasonry. And it is that anti-Christian revolution that those people in the Vatican were pushing and trying to foist on Benedict and trying to push Benedict into adopting that anti-Christian revolution himself.
Yeah, he said
that
no.
Is what that's what he was resisting.
Mm-hmm. Well, good.
And they wore him. They just wore him out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Wow. All right. There was another story I think I sent you, and it had to do with the church doing something that seemed to be beyond its purview. What was? I don't remember the story. I sent it about a week ago or around there, 5-6 days ago. It was something that the church was going to do that seemed clearly to be aligned with the New World Order or the globalists and the World Economic Forum, not by letter, not by document, but by spirit. It was just weird, and I can't remember what the story was. Anyway, not important.
Well, Bergoglio has been promoting various aspects of the of this new world order of the World Economic Forum and such all along. Their radical environmentalism, which is basically. Regarding the human race, it's a form of exterminism. But he, in a mitigated form, is very, very cleverly, he won't all out adopt their explicit mass homicidal agenda. Mm-hmm. But he goes along with the genocide. He's making everyone be. Received the bioweapon injection.
Oh,
in the
he's pushing it 100%. Yeah, for sure. Do you know? Now, I was told that all the Vatican hierarchy was forced to take the bioweapon. Do you know anything about that? Can you confirm that? Did they all take it, or were they given a choice? I was told that they all had to take it, and they dutifully took it. How many? I don't know. It only takes one. But I heard that they are, maybe it went along the lines of either pro or anti Bergoglio. They know who's who in there, and they're going to weed out the opposition. That's what they do.
I don't know. I personally don't know what was the situation, if there was any dissenters who refused, and what became of them. But I do know this much: the policy was that everyone must accept that the death jab.
I was told they all took it. And I don't know. I was just asking. How could this play out, Father Kramer? How could the opposition? Would they have to march en masse to the Vatican outside the gates and demand entry and confront the satanic perpetrators? What would they do? How would this take shape? If they go through channels, it seems to me they wouldn't have a chance. There would have to be some, I don't want to call it civil disobedience, but some spontaneous activist demonstration that would bring them all there, and they would everything from placards to banging on the doors. Something to show that the church has been compromised. Would that ever happen? Is that something you could conceive of? Would the opponents of Bergoglio do something like that if they felt it had a chance of succeeding? If they try Bergoglio in the media, it's not going to happen. It won't work because the media is controlled and operated by them, the other side. So I'm just wondering how they could do this. May sound heretical.
They would have to organize. Would have to organize among themselves. And when Bergoglio would make appointments, if a bishop is going to be removed from office because he's upholding the faith,
right,
and he's resisting the apostasy that's coming from Rome, then the other bishops, like-minded bishops, have to support the man when he says, I am not resigning, I am not giving up my see. I remain bishop of the diocese. I don't accept Bergoglio's decision. He's not a legitimate pope. I'm the bishop of the diocese. It is my responsibility before God to remain bishop of the diocese, and Bergoglio has no power to remove me. And he needs the backing of all it has to be unanimous among all the other like-minded bishops to say, we support this bishop fully. Mm-hmm. Bergoglio has to find a united resistance like that. That's the only thing that will work.
When cardinals
and bishops who are being removed, all of the Catholics have to stand up and say, no, we don't accept Bergoglio's decision because Bergoglio is not a legitimate pope, and we can't stand for this any longer.
Or if the opposition doesn't stand up and make that pronouncement loud and clear, over and over again, this isn't going to go anywhere. They have to do that.
Well, as the scripture says, it is the Lord who holds the keys of death. And no one lives forever, especially an 86-year-old heretic who's provoking the wrath of God and calling the wrath of God down upon himself. So he won't be around forever.
I know. He's 86. Come on. The guy looks like the picture of ill health. He's creepy. He's not a leader. He doesn't exude anything of a spiritual nature that I can see. All I have is the two-dimensional media to watch. I understand that. But he's an operative. He's a front man. Kind of like Biden with a half of a brain. He's an evil man. And that's where the church is. Hard to believe. How many members does the Catholic Church claim now, approximately, in the world?
Oh, I couldn't put a number on that now because it changes over the decades.
Right. Let me do a little search here. So at this point, how would you quantify? I don't want to. Can I call it a rebellion? The opposition. How do you quantify the opposition? How many? How many key players? Can you see a path to confronting the Bergoglio fraud?
Well, he's still alive, what I just mentioned, they have to stand united and just reject his appointments, reject every decision he makes to remove a bishop or a cardinal from his office and replace him with an infidel like himself. Or if he dies when it comes time to elect a pope, that's when those who are of the Catholic mind must reject the infidels, the choice of the infidels. And if it comes down to it, they must have even a rival conclave. That the infidels want to have their conclave for their synodal heretical church.
Right.
They can have their own church. They can have their false church. But there's going to be, the Catholic Church is going to have a Catholic pope. And they have to not accept, they must reject that group. Like Bergoglio has not accepted the resignation for a reason of age of Cardinal Marx. Now Marx is a notorious infidel. The man has no faith at all.
Is his name, did you say Marx?
Yes.
How odd. That's a funny one. All right.
Yeah, he's the most notorious cardinal in all Germany for his heresy. Absolute heretic. And Bergoglio doesn't accept his resignation. He wants that heretic to continue.
Well, okay. There are 1.3 billion members of the Catholic Church in the world now. 1.3 billion. How do the opponents of the Bergoglio regime get word to those 1.3 billion? Tall orders. Big challenge. How do they do it? Through local priests? Are there online organizations now that are espousing your viewpoint that things have to change, or the whole church will be destroyed and reformatted, remanufactured, reconfigured? It'll be over, done. All the history will be gone. Everything will be gone. It will be a tool, a tentacle of the globalist elite.
While they still have the freedom to do so, they must network together and unite and inform the faithful Catholics that this man is not the Pope, that he has a different religion, his church is a different church, it's not the Catholic Church. And as Catholics, we have the duty to have nothing to do with Bergoglio or his organization. They need to do that. They need to do that before it's too late, when they will not have the freedom to use mass communications, social media, or anything.
Right. Right.
They'll be cut off.
Well, I was going to ask you next about time, how much time is left. I don't see this. I think you've got another couple of years maybe to begin to mount a true opposition to what's been done already, or it's going to be too late. Bergoglio will just continue to name other. Go ahead.
Maybe we only have one or 2 years left. But the secret of Fatima speaks not only of this revolution in the church, not only of the followers of the devil taking control of the Vatican, but of secular governments. And when you have them in control of both the Vatican and the secular governments, and we see it happening already, the governments of the world are just reduced to being slaves to carry out the orders from on high.
For sure. Exactly.
So they become the governments just become hired management agencies for the high and mighty super rich.
That's it. That's all it is. All right. I think there needs to be some very serious organization and implementation of a focused uprising, as it were. Predicated on the third prophecy, the third secret of Fatima. That's got to be brought out and made public as I think the grounds for the opposition to solidify and attack, confront the frauds that are in Rome right now. This is not good.
And it has to happen fast because that regime in the Vatican, what they are now instituting as a false religion, that will receive enforcement from the United Nations, and
absolutely, yes.
United Nations decrees that will enforce the false religion, and that will outlaw the Catholic religion. And not just Catholicism, but any form of Christianity that resists the New World Order, and the false nature worshiping religion, which is just a mask for devil worshiping religion.
This old style paganism. Yeah,
that's
neo-pagan.
Right. Neo-pagan demonism is going to be enforced from on high, and no one will be allowed to resist it. The resistance is going to have to be underground eventually, because, it's going to be as it was in the ancient times. when you were identified as a Christian, off with you know, you would be executed.
Mm-hmm. There may be some very good people who are removed here in this. This fight has to happen. I hope that those who are aware will at least, if they lose, I hope they don't, go down fighting as hard as they can. They have to. There's too much tradition. The church has done many wonderful things, obviously. Just ask any of the 1.3 billion people who are Catholics. They'll tell you. It's all on the line right now, Father Kramer. It's
That's
all
right.
on the line. These are momentous times.
And whoever believes in Christ must resist, as St. Peter said to Jesus Christ himself, "To whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life."
Wow. All right. Anything you want to add? We're out of time here. We have just a few seconds. If you want to add one thing maybe we missed or you want to emphasize something, you're welcome to.
Well, I think that the time is drawing very close now that the third secret of Fatima will be revealed, not by the official channels. It certainly won't be Bergoglio's Vatican who will reveal it, but there are enough people in Rome, in the Vatican, mm-hmm. some retired, some not retired, not yet retired, mm-hmm. who are privy to the contents of the third secret and to the very text of the third secret, who have access to it, and they see this Bergoglian revolution take place. They see that this is clearly foretold in the secret, and
right.
the horror that is leading to, because there's something horrific that's coming. The technology that they have is about 150 years advanced beyond the technology that we see around us. Those demonic forces in the world, in church and in state, the deep state and the deep church, they keep this technology for themselves. And they are going to use this to exert total control, full spectrum dominance over every man, woman, and child on earth is what they intend to do. And they have the means to do so with this technology. And there will be a reign of terror. Very shortly, there will be a reign of terror mm-hmm. over the whole planet, over the whole world, by these people. And that's why it's so important. The third secret of Fatima must be revealed.
Well, I would certainly hope so. And I hope they would make you fully involved with this process. We can do it on here, on the program, and reach a lot of people that way. So consider that an offer on the table. If you talk to these people and they want a platform, this is a good place to start. So we can do it if you want, anytime.
If I get my hands on the secrets, you can be sure we'll be discussing it, and I'll read it on the air.
Very good. Very good, Father Kramer. All right. Hopefully that day will come. Thank you. All right. You be well. Take care, and we'll talk soon. All right, there it is. Truly cataclysmic times in many areas. The Catholic Church, 1.3 billion people. All right, back in a minute. Hold on.